Thailand's prime minister today said he would not resign as anti-government protesters vowed to besiege his office until he was forced from power. More than 20,000 demonstrators broke through a police cordon to occupy the area around Thailand's seat of government yesterday and remained there through the night. The protesters, led by the People's Alliance for Democracy movement, claimed that Samak Sundaresh's government is a proxy for former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, who was ousted in the 2006 coup. We spoke to lecturer at St. Joseph's University in Bangkok, Chainrong Montien Vichinchai, about the current political situation.
The protesters, at least for the time being, their only demand is for the resignation of Prime Minister Samak. It depends on the government party whether they can give in. But there have been talks that more and more people in the government party start to withdraw their support Prime Minister Samak. And so if that is the case, then I don't think that turmoil will erupt. And the next question would be who would succeed him. And if his successor is not acceptable to the people, you might see this kind of demonstration and protest again. We expect some changes. And we hope that whatever changes may be, it could be a peaceful one. And one solution is for the Prime Minister to step down. I believe that may be the way that we expect to see it in the next few days, if not in a week or so, if not a few days.